This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago will end its separate migrant shelter system by next year, creating a single shelter system for all residents who need it. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports Chicago is winding down its shelters specifically for asylum seekers, as the number of migrants arriving to the city has dwindled. Starting next year, anyone who is experiencing homelessness will be housed under one system. Altogether, there will be an estimated 6,800 beds. And as of today, nearly 5,000 asylum seekers are in city shelters. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson stressed this is all the city can currently afford.
Could this lead to people on the street? Look, I'll be remiss if I did not acknowledge the financial straits that we are experiencing right now. We've been stretched to the limits.
Johnson also says 60-day limits on shelter stays for migrants will also end next year. An Illinois group held a town hall meeting in Springfield over the weekend to imagine what statewide reparations could look like. The Illinois African Descent Citizens Reparations Commission is hosting a series of statewide public hearings. Dr. Pamela Tuiman-Hoff called for reforms to the education system and other types of discrimination.
Education is not just a reflection of the society. It is a tool used to reinforce power structures within the society. And reparations are not just about repairing the economic damage done by slavery and segregation. It must also address the damage education has done to Black people.
The hearing also covered topics such as the intergenerational impact of slavery. The commission will hold more hearings across the state in the coming months. Chicago drivers may have to start going a little slower. The City Council's Committee on Pedestrian and Traffic Safety has approved a measure to decrease the speed limit on city streets from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The committee voted 8-5. The ordinance still needs full council approval. If approved, the new speed limit would go into effect in 2026. Chicago journalist and arts enthusiast Bruce Sagan is one of several people receiving a National Medal of Arts today at the White House. President Joe Biden will award Sagan and 19 other musicians, filmmakers, and artists with the awards from 2022 and 2023. The list of honorees today includes filmmaker Spike Lee and Steven Spielberg, music producer Missy Elliott, and artist Carrie Mae Weems. Sagan recently retired as publisher of the Hyde Park Herald after 70 years. He sits on the boards of Steppenwolf Theater Company, the Joffrey Ballet, and the Chicago Public Library Foundation. Weather for the rest of today, sunshine, unseasonably warm, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, clouds with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance for afternoon rain, highs in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.